Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. As always, every time that we are in the house of the Lord, an opportunity to rest in your presence. An opportunity to experience your glory and the presence of the Lord. And we thank you for the message of the Lord this morning. And we ask that you glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And that you meet every need. And we take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. The entrance of your word gives light. And bring that light this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Have you been enjoying the service this morning so far? Well, this morning, I am going to bring this message. The devil doesn't like this kind of message because it exposes him. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And that's why the devil will bring a tightening every time you bring this kind of message. But, you know, we have the victory in the name of the Lord. Does anybody have the victory here this morning? Well, in case you can't shout the victory just yet, you will be able to shout at the end of this message. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, the message this morning, the authority of the believer, power over that devil. Oh, yes, that's why he doesn't like this kind of message. You know, it's power over the devil this morning. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we're going to light a fire here this morning. One way or the other, scorch the knees of the devils, you know, and inspire the hearts of the believers. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now I'm going to start here in Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to read verses 15 through 23. Ephesians 1 and 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If you like that kind of prayer, you can say amen. Amen. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And for you to understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Oh yeah, I'm going to talk about that power this morning. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now notice, far above all principality and all power and might and dominion and every name that is named. I don't care the name, whether it's Satan, Lucifer, the devil, sickness, cancer, disease, whatever, leukemia, it makes the Lord no difference. Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world that is to come, whether it is things present or things to come, he said, he has put all things under his feet and has given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. How many of you like the sound of that? If you like it, you can give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if I say anything that makes you excited, you're free to shout. Free to shout the victory here this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about the mighty walking power that the Lord has given us, the authority to have power over the devil. Now, first we are going to establish, you know, that power that is in the name of Jesus Christ himself. That's the first thing. We want to establish that. That's why we read this scripture. You know, so we see that Jesus Christ is positioned far above principality, all principality. He is far above all power. He is far above all might. And every dominion, that's kingdoms or anything that anything, any name that is named, the Bible says, not only in this world, but also in that to come. So he's got all of that. Now let's read Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 5 through 11. First, we are establishing the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. And he hath given him a name which is above every name. Now that's the second time that we are reading that he's got a name that's above every name. He's given Jesus a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Oh my, of things in heaven and of things on earth and things under the earth. Now we're going to make some things bow here this morning. Amen. If you like the sound of that, you can say amen. You know, we're going to make some things bow to the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the Lord. And this may be the day that the Lord will set you free. Because the Bible says, who has despised the day of small things, sir? He says, sometimes my people, they miss the day of their visitation. Well, you never know the day and the hour that the Lord is going to set you free. And that may be this hour, this morning. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, every tongue is going to do that, one way or another, you know. You can do it willingly and just surrender all to the Lord and to His kingship. Or you're going to have to do it by the rod of iron. Praise the name of the Lord. One way or the other, every knee will confess. You know, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we are establishing the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that he is exalted far above all principality and above all power, power or dominion or might or any such thing. The Lord is exalted above them all. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in the heaven, and that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, now all things, that's even the devil too. That's all the demon powers, they were all created by God. And he knows what he's doing, amen. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities. Now that's about the second or third time we are reading about those principalities. And all powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body. Oh my. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Because it has pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Oh my. Head above all principalities. Everything created by him and for him. We're establishing the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. In the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Now here is what Jesus declared. Now we've read it about him, but let's listen to how he says it himself. Now he's going to declare the same things that we've read about him in these chapters that we have read so far. He's going to declare it himself in Matthew 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen? I want everybody to say, all power. That's right. That's a power over sickness, power over disease, power over finances, power over anything. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven. And I know one time the devil, he tried to claim that, you know, but the devil is a liar and a thief. Amen? How many of you know the devil is a liar and a thief? Oh yeah, we're going to see that this morning. You know, and that's why he doesn't like this kind of message. you know, because this will expose him, and we're going to get back everything that they ever tried to steal or even, you know, anything that he tried to usurp. You know, we're going to get it back from the devil. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now, all of this power in heaven and on earth, Jesus said, is given unto me. So we establish that in these scriptures that we read. You know, but let's see what he did with this power. Of course, we know in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, we are told that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with this kind of power we're talking about. And he went about doing good. Amen? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, that's one thing that's associated with the power that we are talking about, is releasing people from the hold of the devil. And so Jesus, he went about doing that. And so he told his disciples, he told them, you know, in the book of John chapter 20 and verse 21, he said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, we've seen how the Father sent him. It has pleased the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell. The Father has highly exalted him because of his ultimate obedience. And he has given him a name that is above every name, that at his name every knee should bow, whether they be dominions or thrones or principalities or powers or anything. At the name of Jesus, they must bow. And Jesus, he went about after the Holy Ghost came upon him. Hallelujah. Doing all the things that the Father showed him, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, and doing good everywhere he went. And he turned around to the disciples and I said, as my Father has sent me, the same commandment that I received of my Father, to go and scourge the devil. Hallelujah. The same commandment I have given unto you. Go in my name. You know, he said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. He said, therefore go. Now, we're going to talk about this power for just a minute, you know, after I read this next scripture. In the book of Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10. Now, there is a purpose to this message this morning. It's not just so that it might sound good and that you might feel good for a few minutes. No. It is so that you may know how to exercise this power and this authority. Whether you are in the church, whether you are at home, whether you are at school, whether you are at work, or wherever you are, we're going to find out how to do that this morning. And don't miss this next 3-day meeting that is coming, because you're going to hear more about that. And but let's see what the Lord will say here this morning. The book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 18. Now, the prelude to this scripture here is Jesus, you know, he had sent out some of his disciples and so forth, you know, to different places, you know, the 70 of them. And they came back and they reported how the devils were subject to them and so forth. And here's the first thing that Jesus said when they came and gave him that report. He said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 18, Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now that's not that he was thinking about. Amen. Now let me read that to you again. I beheld. That's in the past. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now Jesus, you know, that's the, you know, prelude before he announces the next verse. He said, I saw Satan already fall from heaven like lightning. Now, let me tell you what lightning is. You know, that's 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast Satan moves from the power of God. That's how fast he gets away from that anointing. You know, he moves fast because he can't stand that anointing. And this kind of anointing will scorch his knees. In fact, it will cast the devil out. Before we are finished here this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, the devil will move like lightning from the presence of God. And Jesus already saw him. He fell down, boy. He got fast away from the glory of God. You know, one time he said in his heart, he said, well, you know, I am going to ascend, you know, to the hill of the Almighty. I'm going to be like the Most High. You know, every time I, you know, talk about the downfall of the devil, I like to talk about this scripture because he hates it. You know, and this is how he lost everything. Because God gave him everything, made him vice regent. You know, but that wasn't enough for him. Pride entered into his heart. His name was called Lucifer. And he said, well, you know, why should we all worship the Lord over here and so forth like that? You know, I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm going to set up my shop over here. I'm going to ascend above the heights. I'm going to be like the King of Kings. And God said, no, I'm going to put you down in hell. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's where you're going. I'm going to put you down in hell. And he fell. You know, one look from the Lord, you know, the blast of his nostrils, and he's gone. Boy, you know, and you cannot and will never, that's the devil, you will never be like the Lord. You're going to go into ashes. It's going to put you in that lake of fire. Amen. So I want to let the devil know that this morning, you know, that's news for him. And that's good news for us, is we've got that power. Oh, hallelujah. And now in verse 19 of Luke 10, Jesus said, you know, after he saw the devil falling from heaven like lightning, he said, behold, I give unto you power. That's the power that I'm talking about this morning. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That's all kinds of demon powers. A power to have all, he said, over all the power of the enemy. How many of you know who the enemy is? His name is the devil. He is Satan, that old serpent. You know, the Bible says he is the enemy. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, oh my, nothing shall by any means hurt you, because I give you that power. Well, you know, you say power, you know, well, let me put it to you like this. You know, a city policeman, you know, he may be of small stature like myself, you know, but I don't care how tall and how huge you are. Once he puts on that uniform and slaps on that badge, he's got you. Now, if he doesn't have that uniform or that badge, you meet him in the corner of the street, you might beat him up if you want. But when he puts on that uniform, and when he puts on that badge, you better don't mess with the law. Because he's got the power. And he's got the authority right there. Because of the uniform and because of the badge. Now I'm going to show you this morning how we got the power. And how we got the authority. And what is the uniform and what is the badge. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power, he said, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now that devil, he already fell from heaven. His place that was in the heavens, he lost it already. Oh yes. And the Lord, he, you know, he's got a plan, you know, to bring the sons of God into that position. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let's see and let's make sure that we know, and the devil knows also, that he is already defeated. Colossians chapter 2. Now Colossians chapter 2, and I'm just going to read one verse here at verse 15 of Colossians chapter 2. And let's see what the Lord has to say. Colossians 2 and 15. He said, Jesus having spoiled principalities and powers. Remember, he's above all principalities and powers. He made an open show of them, and triumphing over them in it. So when he went to the cross, the Bible says he nailed the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's in verse 14. He nailed everything to his cross. You know, and he spoiled principalities and powers. That means he stripped them of their powers. He stripped that devil of his power. In fact, not only did he strip the devil, but even death. You said death? Absolutely. 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 1 and verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10. You say the Lord, even death? Absolutely. He says, you know, that there is, let me read to you from verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, that's before the world began. Gave it to us already. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. You say abolished death? Absolutely, unless you don't believe this scripture. He has abolished death, and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Oh my. You know, know, Jesus said, the Bible says in 1 John 3 and verse 8, that for this very purpose Jesus was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now let's see what the works of the devil are. And let's see the power of the enemy that Jesus said he gave us power over. What is the power of the enemy? And what are the works of the devil? And how do we get this power? How do we get this authority? And what is the uniform? And what is the badge that we put on to have this authority? Now, in John chapter 10, if you want to turn with me to John chapter 10, Jesus began to speak in verse 10 of John chapter 10. He said, look, this is what the enemy, the devil, does when he comes. He's got three things in mind. Here's what he does when he comes. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief, that's the devil, cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See, so that's the power that the devil has. The power to steal, power to kill, and power to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. How many of you believe in the abundant life through the Lord Jesus Christ? That's right. He said the devil, his power is to steal. His power is to kill. Now, what does he steal? He's going to steal your joy. You know, when he aggravates you, it's to steal your joy. You know, he might come at you. He may be in your family. He may be through your spouse. You know, he'll catch you one way or the other, you know, if you let him. And then he'll aggravate you so he can steal your joy. And once he steals your joy, he's got your victory. See? Because once joy is withered away from you, then you don't have any revival in your soul. Yeah, you can't pray. You can't have the power of God. So he wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your victory. He'll try to kill you even. You know, he's the greatest kill joy that I know. You know? Amen? Praise the Lord! Oh my! You know, I mean, you'll be happy, you'll be doing, you'll be just, you know, enjoying yourself. The next thing you know, you're aggravated. And it comes through your wife or your husband or your child or your parents or your, you know, co-workers or somebody at school, you know, or something, or you're just minding your own business. The next thing, the devil will slip up over there, you know, and try to steal your joy. And if he can get you riled up, you know, then he can steal your joy. So that's what he does. And once he kills that joy, well, you can't go nowhere after that, you know. But you've got to look further than that. Amen? Yeah. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care whichever way he comes. You know, one time, the devil, he got a hold of Peter, you know, as Jesus was trying to get him ready to go to the cross. And Jesus was taking a census of all his disciples and said, look, what do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And everyone said this way and that way and so forth. And Peter, you know, and then Jesus said, well, what do you guys think that who I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of our living God. Woo. And Jesus said, my. He said, well, I know one thing. You didn't get that. You didn't learn that from any Bible school. You didn't learn it by anything. No man or flesh taught you that, but the Holy Ghost. He gave you that revelation. And he said, boy, I'm going to give you something here too. You know, I'm going to give you that authority also, because you've got the rock. The rock is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Oh, absolutely. Oh, Jesus, that's the rock. Oh my, upon this rock, I will build my church. That's the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That's where the church is built. He himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the next thing we know, he begins to tell them how he's going to go and be suffer, you know, suffer all these things of the scribes and Pharisees. And the next thing you know, that devil jumped upon Peter's shoulder. And this is the man that just got a great revelation. Jumped upon his shoulder and said, oh Lord, be it far from you that you go to the cross. You know, the Lord, he discerned that right away. He said, Peter, he looked him straight in the eye. He said, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen? Amen? Now that's what you do to the devil. You don't mess with him. You cast him out. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, cast him out? Absolutely. Mark chapter 16. Let's see what he says about that. Mark chapter 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. What are they going to do? In my name. Oh my. You know, these are the signs that follow the believers in Mark chapter 16. Let's see the way that Jesus put it here. Mark 16. And I'm going to read just one or two verses there. Mark 16 and verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized the same, you know, shall be saved and so forth. He that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus said that, not me. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. How do you cast out the devils? By the finger of God. How do you cast out the devils? By the word of God. How do you defeat the devil? By the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That spoken word, you put the devil in his place. You look him straight in there and say, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. I don't care if it's your best friend or not. You tell it straight to that devil. You get him out of there. You get him out of your house when he's creating an aggravation in there. You know, when you try to worship the Lord, the devil come in your face and so forth. Bring up. You turn around and say, devil, get thee behind me, Satan. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. Well, you can't exactly bind the devil, not just yet, but you can cast him out. You know, you say, wow, you know, what's that? Well, because, you know, his time is not yet. You know, at some point in time, he's going to be bound and thrown in that bottomless pit. But it's not yet, you know. So Jesus didn't tell us go about binding devils. He told us, cast them out. The devils are the ones that are operating in places. But you need to cast them out. You come in a service, there's a tightening like we did this morning, you cast it out. Amen? The devil is holding back your finances. You cast out that devil. You say, cast out the bond woman and her child. Hallelujah. You're not going to inherit with its saints and so forth like that, with the child of promise. You know, cast that devil out. You know, you search him out by the discerning of the Holy Ghost and you cast him out. Anywhere that he is, cast him out. Cripple his works. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. They said, cast out that devil. That's what Jesus said. So we see that he gave us power and he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. You say, you know, you talk about the uniform. Absolutely. You can find that uniform in Ephesians chapter 6. It's all there. You know, he says, put on, you know, the whole armor of God. Well, that's your uniform right there. The first part of that is righteousness. Ooh, my. You cannot. Now, this message is for believers this morning. You know. But we always like to give people a chance. Now, if you are here new and you don't know the Lord, we're going to give you a chance at the end of this. But this message is for believers. Because it is them that believe. I'm going to show you what happens to somebody that doesn't really believe, that try to get a hold of the devil. I'm going to show you what happened to them. In fact, I'll show it to you right now. Turn with me to in Acts chapter 19. I'm going to show you what happened to them. The Bible says there were seven sons of Sceva. They had heard about all the mighty works that Peter and the rest of the apostles were doing, and how they were casting out of devils and so forth. And they took it upon themselves to call upon somebody in the name of the Lord. But they didn't have any power. They didn't know what they were doing. The Bible called them vagabonds. Acts chapter 19 and verse 13. Then certain of the vagabonds, Jews and exorcists, you know, and so forth, they took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord. See? The name of the Lord, they said. And look, listen to what they said. They said, well, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Well, see, they didn't know any Jesus by themselves. They heard of what Paul was saying. And they said, well, and they said that there were seven sons of Sceva and so on. And they said, the devil, he jumped all over them. He said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. But who in the world are you guys? And he just messed them up so bad. You know, that's what happens when you don't have that power. That's right. But if you have the power, and the first place that you start is putting on Christ. The Bible says put on Christ. Once you put on Christ, you know, he gives you victory over that sin nature. Righteousness is the first part. You can read in Ephesians chapter 6. The whole armor. The first part is you put on that righteousness. Oh my. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. So if you want to see that uniform, I'm not going to go into that this morning, but that's a different message by itself, that whole ammo, you know. But you can see that uniform right there. He put it all on. You know, he's got that breastplate of righteousness. He's got the helmet of salvation. You know, he's got the girdle of truth. And he's got all of these things. And his feet are shod with the shoes ready to preach the gospel. He's got that sword of the Spirit. You know, he's ready to do battle, you know, and to win the victory. But above all, he's got a shield of faith. You know, he can quench all the things that the devil will throw at him. He's got that shield. He can quench all the fiery darts. You know, and, you know, he's fully clothed. You know, he's a soldier of Christ. And the Bible says he's got the full armor on. You know, you say, well, he's got the uniform. What's the badge? The badge is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Well, you flash that name and the blood. Oh my, that devil, you know, he'll take flight as always. He'll be moving far from you at the speed of light. That's 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast he gets away from the anointing. This kind of anointing. Not the kind where you say, well, Jesus whom pastor such and such preaches, you know, Jesus whom Paul preaches, you know, it's a Jesus that dwells in you. It's a Jesus that you know. Hallelujah. If you know that Jesus and you have this power, well, you can chase that devil. The Bible even says, you know, one of you will chase 1,000. That's 1,000 devils. Amen. And if you get together with somebody that's got some real power, then you chase 10,000. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. You get together with some real power and you see how quickly the devil will run out of there. That is how the power of God, he gets rid of those devils. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now the devil, he wants to steal your joy. He wants to kill and he wants to destroy. Everything that God has prophesied goodness into your life, the devil wants to destroy. See? Oh yeah. And the devil will have all the gloomy things and all of the evil things. You know, and so forth. And if you believe the lie, it might come upon you. Job said, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. You know, if you believe that any of the lie of the devil tells you you are sick, you know. But the Bible says you have already been healed. How many of you can say amen? Amen. There's a difference also between a fact and the truth. You know, it may be a fact that you are sick, but the truth is you are healed. That's why. Because the devil, he can never tell the truth. He can bring a few facts, but he can never, because he did not abide in the truth, because he was a liar from the beginning, and there is no truth in him, Jesus said. And he can never tell the truth. He may show you a few facts, but he can never tell the truth. Because when you know the truth, it will set you free. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. That's John chapter 8, and he begins to tell them in verse 32, you know, when the Son of Man shall set you free, you'll be free indeed. And he begins later on to tell them, if you know the truth, when you know the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. The truth that sets you free, by the way, is the truth that you know. The truth by itself will not set you free. If you don't know the truth, that's what Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so what we are telling you this morning is the truth is that God, through Jesus Christ, already gave you the authority. He gave you the power already. He said, I have given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy. To tread on serpents, to tread on scorpions, and nothing. I like the sound of that. Amen. It sounds like Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon. I don't care what the weapon is. The Lord said it will not prosper. You know the reason why, you know, people are not walking in this victory is because they don't believe it. But we want you to believe it this morning and begin to exercise the authority that Christ has already given you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not the pastors, but them that believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be anything, you know, like that. You just have to be a believer. You know, and if the signs are not following you, perhaps it is because you don't believe. You know, so, you know, do you believe? Examine yourself this morning and see whether you be in the faith. Do you have the power? Do you have the power this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the power to put 1,000 devils to flight? Do you have the power to cast the devil out? You know, one time, You know, Jesus was on the mount, showing some of his disciples the glory. And then the rest of the disciples down there, you know, somebody brought them, you know, his son that was caught in epilepsy and all of these things all his life. And they tried to cast out the devil, and they couldn't do it. You know? And then the first thing that Jesus came, you know, the man said, well, you know, I brought my son to them, and they couldn't cast him out. And he lamented and he besought the Lord to heal his son. And Jesus, he looked at the disciple and said, oh, faithless generation. That's the first thing. Faith! Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? Is he going to find faith? Are you going to be walking in faith? Well, if you know how to walk that faith, you can put 1,000 devils to flight. Amen? Amen? Now, these people, they couldn't do it. They didn't have faith. But Jesus told them, well, he said, it's good. You know, but I'm going to do it. Just bring the boy to me. And he delivered that boy just by his word. And then later on, they came and asked him, oh, Lord, why couldn't we do it? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, but nevertheless, some of this kind will not go out except by prayer and fasting. Well, you know, they enjoyed feasting with the Lord all the time. In fact, the Pharisees said, why is it that, you know, everybody else fasts and so far, and your disciples are always feasting? And Jesus said, well, you know, the bridegroom is with them. They don't need to fast right now. But the days are coming when the bridegroom shall be taken from them. In those days shall they fast. Well, they were enjoying all of the eating and so forth like that. You know, and then when it came, when they were faced with a devil, they couldn't do anything about it. But it was because of their unbelief. If you have faith, Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, and it'll be moved. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So if you have faith, you can put those 1,000 devils to flight. And if you get a hold of somebody that has some real faith, the two of you can put 1,000 devils to flight. And so this morning, we want to put some devils to flight. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, and I've got faith there this morning. I'm looking for somebody that has some faith. Yes. If you have faith, two of us to get a hold of the Lord together this morning, and whatever your need is this morning, I promise you, by the word of the Lord, it shall be done. Yes. Amen? Yes. Praise ye the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. You say, well, how do you know? Well, because the Lord said so, and I believe it. And so that settles it. If you believe, you know, he said, if you believe, when you pray, you shall have whatsoever you say. The time that you need to believe is the time that you pray. Amen. And not later on. You say, when you pray, believe at that time. Yes. And that's it. And then you shall have whatsoever you say. Yes. And when the anointing is working like it is this morning, you believe. You get a hold and you take advantage of it. And then you can have whatsoever you can believe for. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The power this morning. Do you have the power? Oh yes, there's a song that says, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated because we got the power. Do you have the power this morning? Stand to your feet if you have the power. I want to see those that have the power this morning. Stand to your feet this morning if you have the power. Do you have your power this morning? Can you put the devil to flight? Oh my. Hallelujah. Can you cast out the devil by the Spirit of the Lord this morning? Can you get him out of you holding your finances back or messing with your marriage or your family or any situation that you are, or he holding back your blessings? That's the devil. It is the enemy that has done this. The Lord, he planted a good seed, but the enemy comes in behind that and he tries to walk havoc. But by the faith of God, by putting on the full armor of God like we referred to this morning, and by using the name of the Lord, which is giving us, that's the badge. And the blood of Jesus Christ will overcome the devil. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Now I'm going to do something here this morning. You say, well, you know, I've got all these challenges, you know, and so forth. And I want to put this word to test this morning. Well, first you got to believe. But if you have any faith this morning, I'm going to do something with you this morning. I'm going to get a hold of your faith, and I'm going to use my faith, and we're going to really chase the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Oh, you got to believe. See, I can use my faith, you know, if we are dealing with creatures that don't have any life. You know, I can go to my garden and use my faith on my dead plant, and it'll work, because he doesn't need to believe. But you've got to believe. You got to believe God, you know. But in any case, this morning, because the anointing is so strong, God will have mercy on you. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. As I've always said, if you don't know how to pray, you don't know what to do, you just say, God, have mercy upon me, and he will help you. Oh, he said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, if you want a miracle this morning, I don't care what it is. You know, praise God. I don't care what it is. If you want a miracle this morning, no matter what it is, and don't let this t-shirt fool you. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Don't let it fool you at all, because the power of God is within. He said, the kingdom of God is within. Amen. Now, if you got any faith, and if you want anything from the Lord this morning, now, I don't care if doctors gave you up. Well, because the Bible says the name of Jesus is above every name. Whatever name it is, leukemia, cancer, I don't care. This morning, if you want to believe God, you take a step of faith when I call, and you come out here, and let's see what the Lord... And this is not tomorrow. This is not next day. This is now. Because faith is now. This is a miracle that you will receive today. Because today is the day of salvation. Today is the appointed time. Not tomorrow, not next year, but today. Hallelujah. How many of you can say today? That's right. So let's cast some devils out this morning. Now there are some devils that are bothering you in your life, in your business. That devil is holding back. You know, your finances and so forth. Maybe you have some money coming to you. The devil is holding it back. Now, let's cast that devil out this morning. Maybe you got some sickness and some disease. You know, and so forth. Let's cast those demon powers. The Bible calls them the spirit of infirmity. Let's cast them out this morning. Perhaps you've got something else in your family that the devil is aggravating you with. Let's cast those devils out this morning. So I want you, if you believe the Lord this morning, step into the aisle this morning. Let's see the power of God. Come on. Come on, quickly. And I'm going to show you this morning the power of God. You come and believe. And let's see what the Lord is going to do for us this morning. Now, I want you to reach out in your soul unto God this morning. And say, I believe. That's right. Say, I believe. Say, Lord, help my unbelief. Hallelujah. That's all you got to say. He will help you this morning. Now, I don't care what it is that you have. I don't care how long. In fact, Jesus said, he looked at one time and said, and Jesus, knowing that he has long time been in that situation. Jesus knew that the man on the wheelchair for 38 years had been in that wheelchair for so long. He knew it. Jesus knows your situation this morning. He knows how long time you've been in that situation. He knows, and Jesus knows those of you that believe this morning. Oh yeah, you can't fool the Lord. He knows those that believe, you know. And so we are going to believe God together. You say, I want the power, I want this miracle, I'm going to cast this devil out. Now, if you have never tasted the power of the Holy Ghost in your life through salvation and receive it of the gift from heaven, today is a day for you. And we will help you even more after the service. We're going to pray for you now, but we also want to ask you to wait behind and we'll help you after the service. But for those of you who are believers, believers here this morning, oh, I want you to begin to pray and begin to cast the devil out. Now, and I'm going to get a hold of God. I'm going to use my faith this morning, and I'm going to get a hold of your faith. That's right. And we're going to chase some devils here this morning. Come on, everybody, begin to get a hold of the Lord in here this morning. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, move upon the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move. Now, we're going to cast out some devils here this morning. So you better have some faith, or you better go outside, because the devil might jump on you. I'm going to tell you right now, you better have some faith, or you better go outside, because I'm going to cast out some devils, and he might jump on you. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over the devil and devils. And everything that the people of God are believing for this morning. The Bible says the name of Jesus is above every name. It is above principalities. It is above powers. It is above dominion. It is above every sickness and every disease. And every devil that is holding you back. The devil is holding you back. Every time that you almost grabbed it, just at the last minute, you miss it. The devil has been holding you back. Today, of deliverance. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day that the Lord set you free. Let my people go in Jesus' name. I got news for the devil here this morning. Thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Let my people go because they have an appointment with destiny. They have an appointment with destiny to take their place seated by my side in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Let my people go this morning. Let my people go this morning. Satan, I command you, in every corner, in every situation, where you have come in to steal the joy and to steal the victory, give up this morning in Jesus' name. Get out of the lives of the people of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says to the children of God, and I say to you this morning, behold, saith the Lord, quit ye like men. Quit ye like men this morning. Don't be a pushover. Stand up. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And get a hold of the goodness of the Lord and chase the devil out of your life. Amen. Chase the devil out of your family. In Jesus' name. Now if you're a student, on the job, or whatever you want the Lord to do for you, we're going to see the power of God here this morning. Sister, what would you like the Lord to do for you?
Well, a breakthrough for my children and myself.
You want a breakthrough this morning? Yes. You believe the Lord can do it?
Amen.
Do you believe that I spoke from the Lord this morning?
Sure.
Do you believe the power of God this
Amen.
Morning? Lord Jesus, move for her as she said. In Jesus, a breakthrough. Hallelujah. A breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In breakthrough, Lord, for her and for her children in Jesus' name. Now, will you give the glory to God?
Amen. For that breakthrough? The Lord.
Will you come back and give the Lord the glory?
Yes.
Not us, but right in the presence of these people.
Amen.
Give the glory to God.
Amen.
Right
yes,
here.
I will.
Will you come back?
Sure.
Go in Jesus' name. The Lord gives you. The Lord gives it to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord give you the victory concerning what you have asked and your children in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I'd like to heal my body.
Oh, she said, I want the Lord to heal my body. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Now, how are you going to know when the Lord heals you? You've got a situation that you can tell. He can heal you right now. Right now. Hallelujah. I rebuke that sickness and that demon of infirmity. Come out of our body in Jesus' mighty name. He said, they shall lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Now I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Now I want you to say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I want you to say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I receive my healing.
I receive my healing.
I receive my healing.
Receive my healing.
Now, devil, I command you out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the Lord, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, sister. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. 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 Now, is this a condition that can be verified medically?
Yes.
Do you know that the power of God is upon you this morning?
Yes.
Well, I can see it on your face already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Now, are you going to come back and give God the glory?
Yes.
Not to me, not to anybody,
yes,
but to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, the Lord grant you that. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you go and have it checked out, and you come back and give it. Now, come back this weekend when we have a three-day meeting, and come and give your testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise. Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together, people. Hallelujah. 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 Now, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Because I cannot take everybody one by one. I'm going to put my right hand here this morning. And if you believe, those of you who are standing here, all you got to do is put your right hand in my hand right here. And we're going to believe the Lord together. That's all you got to do. Hallelujah. Because the power of the Lord is present. Now, amen. I want you, if you believe, you come and put your hand in my right hand right here. And let's believe the Lord together. That's right. That's right. That's all we got to do. He said, if any two of you believe as touching anything. Oh yes, even as our hands touch now, we go into that situation and God. Oh yeah, bring victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's all you got to do. Just believe the Lord right now. Believe the Lord. That's all you got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, sister. The Lord has healed you. The Lord is your healer in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hand right here and believe the Lord. Come on. Let's go. Let's believe the Lord together. Let's believe the Lord together. He's walking. He's walking for you this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is walking for you this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is walking for you this morning. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. The Lord is walking for you. The Lord is walking for you. Come on, put your hand right here. Believe the Lord this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord is working for you. Believe him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Now put your spirit upon him, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Come on, sister. Put your hand right here. Believe the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord with you. I believe God with you this morning. I believe God with you this morning. Receive your miracle. In Jesus' mighty name. Receive your miracle, sir. In Jesus' mighty name. I believe God with you. I believe the Lord with you. Receive your miracle. In Jesus' name. Receive your miracle. Come on, let's go. The Lord be with you, ma'am. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, young lady. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. You know he answered your prayer already. You come back and give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you this morning. The Lord bless you this morning. The Lord. Oh, let me touch that little child. Hallelujah. Jesus, I rebuke the devil. In Jesus' name. Put your fire and anointing upon this little baby. In Jesus' mighty name. That's right. Every sickness and every disease. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you this morning. Put your right hand right here. In Jesus' name. Put your hand right here. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand right here. In Jesus' name. Put your hand right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Come here. Come here. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. What would you like Jesus do for you?
I've been coming on my foot.
Your foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
I can't really walk right now. It's kind of hurt.
She said she's got her foot. You know, I knew as she walked across that there was something there, you know, and then you want the Lord. You think the Lord can heal that right now?
Amen.
Do you believe the Lord can do it?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. This foot right here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, let me put some power into that right now. In Jesus' name, I command the anointing of God upon that foot. Hallelujah. Jesus healed that foot already. Praise God. You say you can't really walk. You know, he already healed you. You know, I want you to stamp that foot. Come on, stamp that foot because he healed you already. Mm-hmm. He is right now. The faith is right now. It's not tomorrow. He healed you. Now you walk up and down this place and come back and give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, he's gonna walk. She's gonna walk. She's gonna walk. Hallelujah. She's gonna come on. Put your hand right here. Put your hand right here. Put your hand right here. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hand right here. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here. Let me pray for you. Yes. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I want the Lord to be in a job.
You want the Lord to give you a job. You want healing. You want breakthrough. Looks like you got a lot of things. And Jesus, he loves that. When you come to your wit's end, that's the place to go is to Jesus. Lift. I know you got a baby in your hand, but lift up this hand right here. In Jesus' name. Lord, move upon her, Lord. Answer her request. Give her what she needs, Lord. Give her the breakthrough in her family. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Now, will you come back and give the glory to God?
Yeah.
Will you come back? You promise to come back and give the glory to God?
Yeah.
Now, the Lord answer you and give you the desires of your heart according to the prayer that you prayed this morning in Jesus. Now, look for that job. He's going to give it to you. And you come back and give a testimony. Now, we have a meeting this weekend. You'll be back in Jesus' name. God bless you, brother. Everybody, put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, how many of you know the Lord moved? Amen. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the faith. Thank you for the release and the deliverance that you brought to your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.